An ugly dispute over allegations of corruption within East Timor's government has come to a head. The country's deputy prime minister has resigned. He says the tipping point was a personal attack by the prime minister, Xanana Gusmão. Analysts say the split represents a substantial threat to Mr. Gusmão's coalition government and raises questions about Julia Gillard's plan for a refugee processing centre in East Timor. Sarah Everingham reports.
Tension between Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão and one of his two deputies, Mário Carrascalão, has boiled over. Mário Carrascalão says a public insult from the Prime Minister has left him with no choice but to resign.
And what really made me take this
drastic decision was getting insulted in public.
This is a culmination of the kind of tensions within Xanana Gusmão's governing coalition. Mr. Carrascalão says he was called stupid and a liar. He's responded with a 5-page resignation letter in which he lists 29 failings of the Timorese government. He also criticises Xanana Gusmão for being absent and uncommunicative.
So how could I
report to him what I've been doing through this time? It's not possible.
The resignation brings to a head a long-running dispute over allegations of corruption. In his letter, Mário Carrascalão says Xanana Gusmão ignored an allegation of a loss of $3 million from a government ministry. But the government says separate independent audits have cleared the ministry. Last month, the Council of Ministers stripped Mr. Carrascalão of his powers over government procurement and said he'd made no progress uncovering corrupt activities. The East Timorese government has accused Mr. Carrascalão of making false allegations. Even so, Michael Leach, a senior lecturer in politics at Swinburne University, says the dispute is damaging.
Certainly for such a senior member of the government, the Deputy Prime Minister, to issue such a letter is inherently damaging, and it mentions issues of corruption, nepotism and collusion. He's making an allegation that it's increasingly rampant. That's going to be something that the opposition parties will be looking very closely at and will be damaging to the Xanana Gusmão government.
But will it destabilise Xanana Gusmão's government? Xanana Gusmão leads a coalition of four parties. It remains to be seen if the other members of Mr. Carrascalão's party, the PSD, will also quit the coalition.
Now, if PSD were to leave that alliance, I believe they have 5 or 6 seats. It might still have a very narrow majority, but if they're own coalition partner, they ran together with ASDT. If they left as well, then certainly the government would no longer have a majority in the Timorese parliament. So that's, a substantial threat to the ongoing viability of the AMP government.
There's been tension between Mr. Gusmão and other members of the PSD. In fact, East Timor's foreign minister, Zacarias da Costa, had a public falling out with the prime minister earlier this year. Even so, Michael Leach thinks it's unlikely the PSD is ready to quit the alliance because it would mean giving up several ministries. Dennis Shoesmith, an associate professor in politics at Charles Darwin University, agrees it's unlikely the PSD will quit the coalition now.
I talked to the general secretary of the PSD party in Dili about a week or so back and asked him if the coalition would survive until the 2012 elections. His answer was, despite all the pressures, they would stay in the coalition government until then, but that after the election, it was a new ball game.
It's likely any political developments will have implications beyond East Timor's borders and could affect Julia Gillard's plan to establish a regional processing centre for asylum seekers in East Timor. Michael Leach from Swinburne University again.
Certainly in East Timor, with these negotiations afoot, there has to be a question mark about whether this government will now go the full term to 2012 or whether there'll be an earlier election, whether this government will go into a minority government like Julia Gillard's, and it could do that. But certainly it'll be in the Australian policymakers' minds that any deal that's cut with the AMP may not be lasting beyond 2011 or 2012.
No one from East Timor's government was available for an interview, but the government rejects any suggestion the coalition is in trouble. It points to new figures showing a reduction in poverty of 9% in the government's first year. It says the results speak for themselves.
Sarah Everingham.